presentation.
Thank you. Okay. Oh. Okay. So thank you all for being here. I want to start by thanking Victor for putting this together. The work that we do in my lab is to understand some of the changes that take place during chronic neuropathic pain. Neuropathic pain is a disease that afflicts 1 in 15 people. The chronic pain occurs after nerve injury, and it stays there long after the injury has subsided. It's characterized by spontaneous pain. This is pain at rest, as well as mechanical allodynia. This is pain in response to non-painful stimulation, such as touch. There are currently no effective treatment for neuropathic pain, and the patients that have that have a significantly decreased quality of life. This is associated with severe depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and in many instances, suicide. So how is sensory information transmitted to the brain? Well, the signal is generated from the periphery, the skin, for example, and goes to the spinal cord, where it is processed and then transmitted to the brain. And we are interested in the spinal cord because it's the place where the information is processed before being sent to the brain. So what happens there? We have sensory fibers entering the spinal cord at different levels depending on the type of information that they're carrying. For example, pain-sensing fibers enter the top layer of the spinal cord, and there they talk to projection neurons. These are neurons that send the information, the pain information, to the brain. But there are other types of neurons present in the spinal cord which act as attenuators or amplifiers of this signal. So we have inhibitory neurons in green here that reduce the activity of these projection neurons, and therefore they reduce the amount of pain that you feel. What we know is that after nerve injury, we have a decrease in these inhibitory neurons, either because they die or they stop releasing the compound that is responsible for this attenuation. And the net effect is that you have a disbalance between inhibition and excitation in the spinal cord, leading to more pain being sensed. So one thing that we look at is ways to restore the inhibition in the spinal cord to try to control the pain. One approach that we have recently taken was to take inhibitory neurons from embryonic mice, and these are transgenic mice in which these inhibitory neurons express a green fluorescent protein. Take these neurons and transplant them in the spinal cord of adult mice that have neuropathic pain. And then we look at whether we can restore the normal sensitivity or not. So as I'm showing you here, we've transplanted these inhibitory neurons in the spinal cord of an adult mouse. And if we look in the spinal cord one day after transplantation, the neurons are all clumped together. But if we look 30 days after transplantation, the neurons have migrated and now have processes. What does it do to neuropathic pain? Well, we have a model in which after nerve injury, the sensitivity of the mechanical sensitivity is significantly enhanced. What you see here is that the threshold to elicit a mechanical response is reduced, and it is maintained throughout the duration of the disease. So they are hypersensitive to mechanical stimulation. When we transplant these inhibitory neurons 1 week after nerve injury, we see that after about 2 weeks, the sensitivity goes back to baseline levels, meaning that we have been able to alleviate the pain that these animals can sense. So I will stop here and basically just conclude that when we can transplant these inhibitory neurons in the spinal cord of adult animals, then we can restore the inhibitory tone and therefore improve the symptoms associated with neuropathic pain. And I'll just thank my collaborators, Dr. Bassbaum and Brass from San Francisco, and thank you all for your attention.